The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, National Pork Producers Council, and the National Association of Manufacturers are concerned their members will face economic harm because in its current form, the 2014 Farm Bill fails to fix the U.S. Country of Origin Labeling Law. In a teleconference, NCBA President Scott George had these comments.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has worked on this Farm Bill for over 3 years now. First is the 2012 Farm Bill, then the 2013, and now, with the actions of a few in Congress, it has become the 2014 Farm Bill. And after all of this, the bill that the conference committee released Monday is not one that addresses the concerns of our members. The released bill is a slap in the face of every livestock producer in this country. We're calling on Congress to fix the mistakes they have made, mistakes that are costing cattlemen and women money every day. Mistakes like mandatory country of origin labeling, which has already resulted in steep discounts to our producers and caused prejudice against our largest trading partners. This program was created without the consent of producers and has been a failure by every measure. We are disappointed in all members of Congress and especially the members of the conference committee for allowing this process to go this far without a solution. Failure to fix mandatory cool at this junction will lead to retaliatory tariffs, and it's only a matter of time before the World Trade Organization rules in favor of Canada and Mexico. Once that happens, producers will realize the full cost of this failed legislation. This farm bill is foundationally flawed and will only serve to cause greater harm to rural America, and therefore NCBA opposes its passage.
NPPC President Randy Sprong said the National Pork Producers Council opposes the farm bill because it doesn't fix mandatory country of origin labeling.
The country of origin labeling law will likely be found non-compliant with international trade obligations by the WTO next month. The WTO is likely to find that the law discriminates against Canada and Mexican products. Canada and Mexico brought complaints against the country of origin labeling to the WTO. If that occurs, that will allow Canada and Mexico to retaliate with tariffs on dozens of U.S. pork products. Our Canadian friends have a retaliation list that includes pork. Mexico's list is likely to include pork. When the U.S. violated a trucking provision of NAFTA, Mexico in 2009 placed tariffs of up to 20% on 99 U.S. pork products, totaling over $2.4 billion. We saw pork exports to Mexico fall, and at the same time, Canada's pork exports to Mexico increased, and America's pork producers lost market share. If country of origin labeling isn't fixed, and the farm bill is the best vehicle for doing that, pork producers like me will suffer, and so will dozens of other U.S. businesses, the U.S. economy, and U.S. workers.
And when asked what the likelihood was of getting enough votes in Congress to oppose the farm bill for this reason, NCBA President Scott George says they are finding support.
Obviously, you never know until the final vote is taken. But I will tell you that we are finding a lot of support in the halls of Congress for repealing this if this is not fixed.
Canada and Mexico filed a complaint over the law with the World Trade Organization, which is expected to rule on it next month. If the WTO finds that the labeling law doesn't comply with U.S. trade obligations under the WTO, Canada and Mexico are set to place retaliatory tariffs on dozens of U.S. products. That includes beef, pork, furniture, and bakery goods. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.